Gurney's Got It Here continues, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah Crea-Williams, owner of Crea's Love Butter, in studio with us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Is it? That's how you say it, right?
Crea's Love Butter.
I like it.
Thank you.
I had no idea that you were even here in Gurney, but your kiosk here in Gurney Mills, where we are.
Yes.
What entrance are you closest to?
Entrance B by Victoria's Secret.
Okay, I know that entrance.
Yep, right over there.
Do you really, though? We're convinced that nobody actually knows any of the entrances here at the mall.
It's so many.
There are, and I feel like they don't go in like alphabetical
order.
They
don't. You explain that they don't, yeah.
Yeah, but I do. That's the one I go in so often because I hit up Victoria, and then I hit up Express. Those are my two main stores, you know, and now I'm going to add Crea's Love Butter. For those that do not know your product line that you created, tell us how you got started and what's it all about.
So I basically got started, you know, searching for products that was like that was natural.
Okay.
Couldn't find any. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I could make my own. And I started out like going to different barbershops and just making it and see would it sell. It started selling. People started asking me for it. And we made it a thing.
That's awesome. Now, you have sensitive skin. Is that like why you started?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have like really sensitive skin. I was having like patches in my face.
Okay.
From using products and for lotions with the alcohol, like all the different chemicals in it.
Yeah.
So we picked we hand selected like a lot of oils, like olive oil, grapeseed, jojoba, argan oil. Like all those natural oils that's really good for the skin and the hair.
And not like clogging stuff up.
Exactly.
I have sensitive skin. I struggle with, I don't even know how you pronounce it, but it's called KP.
Okay.
You know, corrosive, whatever. But it's like, I get like, if you have it, you know what I'm talking about. But it's like you get the bumps on the back of your arms, on your legs. And I'm constantly looking for natural products or exfoliators, stuff like that to take care of it. What product lines do you sell?
So say for instance, if your skin condition, you would probably want to go on the side of the essential oil blends.
Okay.
Because those, I would probably prefer lemon.
Okay.
Suggest lemon because that one got the antibacterial properties in it.
Gotcha.
Anti-inflammatory, you know what I mean? And the reason why I put, so one, we filter the shea butter, get the dirt out of it.
Yeah.
And then the lemon is really good. Well, all the oils that we have in it, it's really thin, so it won't clog the pores.
Gotcha.
And so, you smell the best with lemon, too.
Exactly.
Mm.
And I always tell people, you know, make sure that they're putting, when they get out of the tub, to make sure that they put the oil in it when the skin is still damp.
You want to put it out when it's still wet, which it's like...
Probably, a lot of people don't.
Yeah, well, because it's a strange feeling to do it that way, but that's...
Well, then you can't get your underwear on if you're a dude you wear a boxer briefs because everything sticks to you.
Well,
it's
that's
probably too much information, but it's hard to slide it all on.
I just got like the worst visual of my life.
Oh my god! But that's the thing; it's thin, so it don't have that oily, sticky feel to it.
There you go. Your undies won't stick.
It won't stick.
You feel better.
Perfect, you'll be silky, but you know.
Now you don't only do the body butter; you got hair oil.
Yes. And so the hair oils, it helps locks in the moisture in your hair, helps with the dry scalp, stuff like that. And it's basically the same oils that's in the body butters, the argan oil, like all those different oils. So we try to make something that's universal that we can use it for your hair and your body.
Okay.
Yeah, so it locks in the moisture and all of that good stuff.
Now, you're not just making like flowers and female smelly things too.
Oh, yeah.
You got a man's line. Men's
We had to put the men in the box because men need to take care of themselves a little more.
We smell worse.
Yes,
and we're rougher. Our skin's rougher. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
And you need to moisturize.
And our beards are annoying, right? They're itchy for boat parties.
Not really. Not if you take care of it.
But right. But if you don't, is what I'm saying.
If you don't, you can. And so what I tell a lot of the men, it's the same concept. And keep it moisturized because a lot of men are itchy up under the beard because it's dry because they don't moisturize it like that. It's just like moisturizing your hair. Like if you don't moisturize your hair, it's going to be dry and flaky.
It's also like washing your beard. My husband kissed me a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I could smell what he ate for dinner. I was like, you should probably be shampooing that.
Yeah, and so we got the beard wash, we got the beard oils, and we got the beard treatments. And the treatments, it's a wash, so it helps dry out the pores, so that you won't get the bumps. And then I suggest men to, and we sell brushes and combs too for the men.
Okay.
So I always suggest for them to brush the beard several times a day. So this way you get those hairs out of the bumps.
This would be good for you because he gets annoyed with his beard. So then he shaves it off and he ain't. It ain't a good look when he doesn't have a beard. So.
Yeah, I know.
No, I said no.
Oh, right. She did the Midwestern thing.
Yeah, no.
That's most guys. Yeah.
It is. But see, and then our beard oils, they smell good. So we got different fragrances. So say, for instance, we got one, Temptation, the one that I bought today. That one's like more on the clean side. But then we got some for the men that like spice. So I got a little bit of spice. That one's Crave.
Okay.
So the guys like use it more now because it actually smells like something. And the wives actually want to be up under them.
There we go.
With the beards.
Yeah. I love it.
There we go.
I love it. What else should we know about your products?
We got the body scrubs.
Okay.
Those are really good exfoliators. We believe in products should not be tested on animals. So we are cruelty free. It's so many things I could keep going about the product because I love it.
Safe for, well, as and it's you also, should.
Yes, it's safe for babies. So we even, like you can use the all natural one.
Okay.
Lavender and chamomile is really good for babies as well. And then eucalyptus, just in case if the baby got a cold or something like that, you can use that instead of like vapor rub because it's an all natural made with essential oils.
Can I ask you a question on eucalyptus? What is it?
It's on the mint side.
Okay. Because
he has branches.
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we do. We have eucalyptus hanging in our shower.
But it's moldy now. You're right. You got thrown away.
No, it became really hard.
Oh, okay.
I still have to throw it away. But then I noticed the other day that my lotion and my mouthwash both have eucalyptus in it. I'm like, so can I just use my lotion as mouthwash if I'm out of mouthwash? Because how do they both have eucalyptus in them?
I don't think that's how it works.
No, I mean, you can't eat it.
See, I can eat my lotion.
Probably not the other thing
that's in the lotion.
There we go.
And that's another thing too. Like even with the products that I make, like it's basically most of the oils in there you can eat except the tea tree. But that's what you want. Your skin is the largest organ, so if you can put it on your skin, you should be able to eat it.
Eat it, yeah, because your body's going to absorb it. Exactly. So we're putting all this stuff on our bodies that has chemicals. I'm constantly talking about
deserted island. I'm eating my eucalyptus lotion because I can eat
that's
it.
That's all you heard in the last 7 minutes. No,
make sure you have a lot of water.
There we go. Perfect.
I'm always talking about trying to find like a natural deodorant and stuff because I don't want to be putting the chemicals on you because it's so terrible for you. So awesome products. We'll do a little Facebook Live video because I see that you brought some in and check those out. Okay. So how can people purchase your products here at Gurney Mills?
So here at Gurney Mills, we are outside of H&M and Favorite Fragrance Island.
Okay.
And so that's Entrance B, you said?
Entrance B.
Yep. And then we also have a kiosk in Yorktown. We also have our products in a few beauty supply stores and a physical therapy clinic. The website is www.creaslovebutter.com.
And that's C-R-E-A-S, lovebutter.com.
Yep.
I assume you have an Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff.
I kept it simple for everybody. Yeah, everything is at Creates Love Butter.
All right. Awesome. All right. Before I let you go, we got to ask, especially since it's your first time here on Gurney's Got It, what's your Gurney go-to?
My Gurney go-to, I just got here.
Okay.
It's a few stores here, like the Five Cuts. If I go get a line and I go in there, it's a barbershop.
Yeah, oh, I know. I'm a mall walker. Yeah, I know you've seen us. I know you see. I'm one of those people, so.
And then I do like Fragrance Island, too.
Yeah.
I spent money in there, and I sell body butters with fragrances, but, you know, every now and again.
You got to treat yourself to something different. Switch it up a little bit. Awesome. Yep. Create, thank you so much for coming in on Gurney's Got It.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.